Joining me in the studio now is Gary Cargill. Gary Cargill is the head guy at Rods and Roadies, one of the board members and the man who puts everything together when it comes to the Rods and Roadies show. And it's coming up soon on the 11th of September. Looks like you're, from what I've heard so far, it's going to be a pretty big show.
Yeah, we expect it to be a pretty good show. We're hoping that maybe it'll be a double show, seeing that we missed last year. But we expect it to be a good show again this year.
How do you feel? How are people responding so far with, you know, the mask mandate and the things that are changing as far as COVID-19? Because I thought that we were going to have this thing over with, you know, by the time September showed up, and it may be waning by then. But still, we're kind of in the midst of it.
Well, we've had really good responses from the public. I've seen a lot of posts on places like Facebook that. They're really happy that it's going to happen, that we're going to do it again. We need this. The public needs it or wants it. So we've had pretty good responses. Very little negative that I've seen.
Now, you, in the past, like, you've done it in the Port parking lot. You've done it at the casino, different places like that. Now, my understanding is this is going to be on Bay Street itself this time? And the offshoots?
Well, we have the two events, actually. Okay. Friday, the day before, which is the 10th, we have in the Port parking lot from noon to 6 p.m., we do a free show and shine, and we also do a registration pickup. So this means that all the entries can come over between that time, pick up their registration packet and their goodie bags, and then they could also bring their cars out, show them off. Anybody else who would like to bring their car and show it off, they're more than welcome to as well. Again, the time is from 12 to 6 p.m. in the Siuslaw Port parking lot. That is at the corner of First and Noble. So we have a good time. We have a DJ. Russ Strohmeyer comes over from the Staten area. He's got some wonderful music, and he shows his talent. And so we have a good time there. And then Saturday is our show. So that's the one on Bay Street.
Now, in previous shows, like I believe it was the last one before COVID hit, we had a car that was featured in one of the popular auto mechanic magazines. I believe it was a Chevy Chevelle, maybe, or something like that. Gentleman from Southern California. Do you have any sense if any of those kind of cars are going to show up?
Well, we have some high dollar cars showing up. We have some very good cars. Tommy Cars down out of the Grants Pass area usually brings some nice cars. And we've got some cars coming all the way down from California. We've got some coming from Washington. But they're all most of them are very nice cars, high dollar cars. I know a few years ago we had the Copper Caddy that was featured on a popular show on TV from Ken Diggett, and they brought that ride down from Hillsboro. It was a nice attraction to the show.
When men and women kind of restore these cars, do you get a sense from talking to the people that you know, what's the percentage of people that do it themselves in their garages, and what's the percentage of people that pay somebody the money to do that? Do you get a sense from talking to people?
I think you've probably got about a 33% build their own cars. I don't have that from any kind of test or anything like that, but what I've noticed, probably 33% actually build their own cars. Not everybody has the skill set to do something like that or the money to do that. It's easier just to go out and buy one.
Right, you can buy one already done, right? Or you can buy one that needs to be done and have someone do it.
Or you can buy one that you think you've got it all done, and then you end up putting a lot of money into it, too.
Then you find out. It's like my dad used to say, it doesn't matter how pretty the car is on the outside. If the engine ain't right, you're going to spend a whole lot more money on it.
That's correct.
Yeah, he's always saying, yeah, looks are the secondary thing. Get it running right first, get the suspension right, get the rear end, get everything underneath it running right, and then worry about how pretty it's going to be.
That's right.
Yeah, and I guess that's where the rat rod people come in. They're more like that.
Well, the rat rod is a creation, and it's more art, and it's more an extension of their personality. It's their way of expressing themselves. It's a good field. It's a good category.
Are there going to be rat rods this time?
I only know one vehicle registered at this time that could be considered as a rat rod, but it really isn't a rat rod. It's more of a creation than a rat rod.
Of course, you know, growing up as kids, and you and I are fairly similar in age, but we remember the creations for the Batman series, for the Addams Family, and the cars like that. And I wonder if that's kind of where this whole craze got started, or was it just the muscle cars where people started getting interested in the older cars?
I think it was back when the war just ended. I think it was Vietnam War, and the soldiers were coming back in town, and they were taking things like tanks or fuel tanks off of, you know, fighters and creating vehicles out of those, and they're called tankers, I guess they are. But they created the rod scene. They modified their own cars because it was something to do, and, you know, it was fairly cheap. And that's, I think, where it all stemmed from. And then you had George Barris, people like that who would come in with their creations and their ideas and start messing around with the car and getting them to what they are, you know, at that time. We don't see much of that anymore, but they're still creating their own pieces of art.
Is it more of a purist game now? I mean, like, you know, when you think of maybe the Mustang from Bullet or something like that, are people like looking for those cars that just have that childhood memory or something that
Well, I think there's a percentage that do that. You know, some people say, well, I had a car when I was at my age, let's say, for instance, I had a car when I was younger in high school, and I sure would like to have another one. So they go out and they look for it and they find it, and that's what they want. And then, of course, there's other people who just want to make it different. They want to be one-off. They want to be, you know, make a statement and create what they want to create with a lot of power.
And then there's the guys and the girls that say, oh, I was born in 1960. I want a 1960 XYZ or whatever it is. Unfortunately, for me, I don't think 60 was a really great year. It was sort of that transition year from the late 50s models to the mid-60s models. You know, you didn't have the coolest versions of cars. And some people like the Vette that year, but, you know.
Well, I think 50s and 60s were still good years. We did transition up, I think, in the 80s. Late 70s or mid 70s, that I think it kind of, the muscle era kind of fell off a little bit. Yeah.
So is there a stigma for people that don't necessarily drive the mid 70s back model? Like if someone were to come in with a 78 T-top Monte Carlo looking nice, people would still appreciate that? Or?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, and you've still got some cars of this era that are still looked at very highly, you know, that people would just die to have, you know. But I think for our culture, it's the old classics. It's the old muscle cars. It is noted to point out that at this show this year, we've got a lady who is bringing two Crosleys. And these are just absolutely cute.
Now, what is a Crosley?
A Crosley is probably a car that's probably 3 or 4 foot long.
Really?
It's a really small car. It's a very small motor. And it is a true manufactured vehicle. She's bringing two of them to the show.
Is it American made?
You know, I don't think they're American made, but I could be wrong.
Is there any distinction? I mean, are non-American made cars from that era allowed? Are they? Do they show up, or is it something that they just normally don't do?
Not to this show. I mean, we try and keep American as much as possible. However, if it's of a special interest that we think the public would enjoy seeing, then we're pleased to have it in the show.
What would be an example of something that you think, like a 60 convertible Karmann Ghia or something like that? Would it be something like an Aston Martin or... what would be a car that you'd think, hey, everybody would love to see this?
Well, I think that, I don't know, to right now, I can't put my finger on it.
I've been like thinking of a Gullwing Mercedes or a James Bond 60s, you know, version.
I suppose that would be fun to look at. But this show here has a certain genre about it that is muscle car classics and customs. If we open it up to, you know, imports of, let's say, Jaguars, then we kind of change the show a little bit, and it kind of moves in the direction of a newer style car. So we have to be careful about that.
What about now? I may be wrong on this, and you would probably know better than I would. But like the Ford Lotus, wasn't that predominantly built in England?
I believe so.
So would that be something, because it's a Ford, that it would be something that would be?
Well, you have to look at the year as well. For our categories, we have 1976 and older, I believe it is. So if it's anything newer, then we just don't allow it.
Right.
We won't accept it. We might accept something that's a special interest, but we are kind of limited as far as parking goes down there.
Right.
So we have to, kind of limit it to what we think is going to be fit the categories.
What is, in your opinion, what is the coolest car that's ever come to one of these shows? What's something that really sticks out in your mind is like, oh, I really remember that car?
Well, I still like that Copper Caddy. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
But there are, it's like a child. You can't say, well, which
kid
is your favorite
store,
kid?
Right? Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
They're all very nice cars. As a matter of fact, I'm expecting at least two vehicles this year that are brand new builds that are going to be very competitive with each other. They're both beautiful cars, and that's one of the things that has happened the last couple of years is people have had time to build cars and make modifications to the car. So it's going to be – I think it's going to be a tough choice this year.
Do you see much wheeling and dealing that goes on during these events like this?
I don't see much.
No? People are there. They got their car. They want their car. There's not.
I think so, but then again, I don't see a lot of the back scene stuff.
Right.
I do recall a few years ago, and this is kind of a funny story – I know we have a gentleman here in town who had a really nice golf cart, and a lot of people probably saw it at the show, and it was fashioned as a PT Cruiser, nice stereo on the whole nine yards. Apparently, he was offered a good chunk of change last car show. He sold it, at the car show, which was, good for him. Unfortunately, we won't have that at the show this year, but that stuff happens.
Yeah, I notice every now and then you might see a one for sale sign in the whole group of cars or something where someone's interested in. I've seen that before, but it's very rare. It seems like it's very rare.
We try to keep those for sale signs off as much as possible.
Yeah.
We try and keep the cars well presented. We like to have the cars clean inside and out because this is, typically we like to claim it to be a high quality car show. So, we ask that everything is clean and well presented. So we try and keep the for sale signs off. However, it doesn't stop from being, a place to sell your car or buy one.
It seems like Florence has a pretty good share of those high quality classic cars. I mean, with the Roadie Cruisers and others. I mean, is that a fair assessment? Because it seems like you see a lot of the same ones around. So it's obviously they're pretty local.
They are. You would be amazed at how many garages have cars under covers that don't see the daylight very much. I know of several families who have several cars, and you don't see them that much. We'd like to see them get out and get involved with Roadie Cruisers and go on cruises with us and stuff like that. There's a lot of vehicles. Of course, this is a retirement town. And a lot of the families or the couples or the, individuals have vowed that when they retire, they were going to get their, dream car. And they get it. They put it in the garage. And for some reason or another, it just doesn't move.
Yeah. I imagine it's not like a high mileage thing on a yearly basis. A lot of these cars probably don't do more than maybe 1,000 miles in a year, if that.
That's true. Mine doesn't see very much of the street. I do like to take it out. But it doesn't.
Well, last time I saw it out, I believe your son was driving it.
That may be true.
Yeah, that was the poker run, I think, down south there. So, at least you let your son drive it. I would never let my son drive my car.
Unfortunately, I haven't even let my wife drive it yet.
Really?
So, yeah. So.
Wow. That's a shame.
I know. And she's actually the registered owner to it.
Oh, that works. So tell us again. Tell us about the event itself. When does it start? What if any restrictions are there as far as social distancing or anything? How are you going to work that out?
The show is going to start for the public at actually 8:30 this year. We are going to have the 9/11 20th anniversary commemorative celebration or memorial, whichever way you want to call it, starting probably around 8:30.
Is that in the morning?
That is in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. But people, can the general public still come Friday night and look at the cars?
Oh, certainly. Okay. Yeah, okay. They'll just come over to the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's open to the public
as
well.
Okay, that's what I wanted to start.
Yeah, that starts noon on Friday, and probably will go until about 6 p.m. Again, we're going to have live DJ music. The cars will be there. Some will come and go. Some of them will be from the show on Saturday. Some will be just people who want to bring their cars out. Mm-hmm. I know one gentleman's going to bring his Triumph out there. It doesn't fit the show, but he's going to bring it out for Friday.
So. Is that a local guy?
No, he's actually from out of the area.
Funny story, because the other night there was a TR6 on Bay Street, and the person was not in the car and has left his lights on. So I was like, okay, I wonder if the door is unlocked, and I wonder where the light switch is on this. So I Googled it. I saw one, but it wasn't right. It was a windshield wiper. So I just went in, and I reached over on the side that would normally be on a regular car, like high beam, low beam, and that was it, and it turned it off. And so he doesn't know it, but I saved him a dead battery.
Well, that's nice. I bet he appreciates that.
If he knew.
Only if he knew.
But, you know, I saw that one. I thought, well, maybe you were talking about that one, but, it's kind of a cool car.
No. So anyway, yeah, we're going to have, the stand around. We're going to be selling raffle tickets, selling 50-50 tickets during that period of time as well. I believe we may be able to be – I'm not sure if we're going to be selling apparel at that time or not, shirts, sweatshirts. But anyway, that's a good event to come out and see the cars, see some of the cars.
And then Saturday you'll have the memorial or the 9/11 event there, and that'll be at 8:30, you said?
That'll probably start at around 8:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the fire department, the police department, Coast Guard, and Western Lane Ambulance participating in that event. So we've got that all set up. So you're welcome to come out and see that event as well.
And what time does you'll be on Bay Street until about 7 p.m., is that right? Or things people start moving out?
Well, we're going to have the event up to about 4. We have the awards at about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
After the awards, we typically have a cruise going through Old Town there with the participants, and then we kind of clean up. So I say 7 o'clock because we're probably down there cleaning up still. But generally the public will probably get the street back around 6.
Okay. So. And again, that's September 10th and 11th. The actual car show part of it, the award show and everything, will be on Saturday.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Gary Cargill, thank you so much. Of course, people can buy paraphernalia during this event and everything too, so if they want to get a little memorabilia.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll start with Bob Snedden. He'll be talking with the folks at the Festival of Books.